Trailer Banner Podcast, Wednesday Rants. I'm your co-host, Brock Washington. Let's kick this off. We fear violence less than our own feelings. Personal, private, solitary pain is more terrifying than what anyone else can inflict. Jim Morrison. I'm going to talk to you today about video game violence. I feel like there's a little dishonesty in there. I'm going to talk about it. So what am I doing talking about Jim Morrison and personal pain and fear? It's going to be the end of the test. So I gave you the answer to the test. Now we're going to go muddle through the test. Okay, you ready? Research, 2014. 60% of middle school boys and 40% of girls who played an M-rated video game beat up someone, hit someone, did something violent inside of the school. 39% of boys versus 14% of girls who had never played an M-rated game still did something violent. So there is an increase there. The word that you will find in all those little studies that are pro-banning of the violent video games, we use the term casual link. This, however, does not translate over into studies about violent crime in juveniles. Between 1994 and 2014, 10-year span, sales of video games skyrocketed 204%. The overall industry grew up $13 billion or something like that. Violent crime and murder by juveniles decreased. Violent crime decreased by 37% and murder decreased by 76% inside of the same era and period. So what's the issue? What's going on? If more and more people are playing these things, if an estimated 150 million Americans are playing video games, and certainly so many of them are violent, why is the actual crime going down? It's called confirmation bias, ladies and gentlemen. Someone told you that someone who revels in violence all the time is going to be violent. Someone who is desensitized to violence enjoys violence. Wrong. Incorrect. Confirmation bias. In 2011, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2, insane majority, right? Against banning video games to minors. See, this was California, the Supreme Court got the case from California, went all the way up. California wanted to ban video games to their minors. Supreme Court said, eh. The majority opinion that was written states that because none of the studies up until that time, and even post after it, go ahead, find me wrong, show it to me, I'd love it, shows that violent video games cause minors to act aggressively. Nobody can show you that the violent video game makes someone aggressive. What they can show you is a casual link, something that, the people that play it, they're a little more aggressive. So once again, 150 million Americans play video games. There just isn't a causality. This is just a fact that the few sad souls who do commit some of these violent crimes, some of these atrocities against their fellow man, fall inside of that statistic and inside of that number. When half the country does something, a lot of the people that do something else are going to fall inside of that category. It's called numbers. It doesn't mean causality. Okay? This is not like how global warming needs more pirates, because the earth temperature was clearly colder when there was more pirates in the world. So we need more pirates. That'll cool the world off. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. Hey, Jim, Bob, did you hear that's not how that works? Yes, Jimmy, I heard. Why? Why does it exist? Why does the casual link exist? Well, I think it's the extreme ends of both. The helicopter parent and the parent who's not there. The suburban bubble and the urban parents who are overworking and not giving their kids enough attention. You see, the real issue is that humanity is a violent existence. Going through puberty is a violent existence. And when a parent is not there, there is a direct link to an uptick in violence. There is a direct causality whenever the parent is either too constricting or not constricting enough. By 7 years old, most children know the difference between fantasy and reality. Seven. It only takes seven. Most of the time, a five-year-old kind of goes, you're lying. I know the difference. I know Santa's not real.
Shh. Don't tell nobody.
These kids know it's a video game. These kids understand that. They also know it's their only way to bleed out the violence that's going on in their lives. You see, I'm liking girls, I'm liking boys, all this emotional rage that's pinning up in me. They are trying to bleed it out because the parent isn't there. You see, it's a parenting issue. Just like education, just like anything else, the involvement of the parent is the direct correlation. You should instead focus on teaching the consequence of uneducated violence, of unneeded violence. You should be teaching the kid the consequence of acting out. You see, I grew up in the video game generation. I still put my headphones on, play a video game, and hear a 13-year-old screaming, "I'm gonna rape your mother! You stupid camper! Ah!" I stay in that same video game lobby for an hour, suffering through this insidious violence in my own head, and eventually lead the kid, "Hey, where's your parents?"
"They're not there."
And then it's, they're either always not there, or this is the only time I'm not around them. You see, these kids fear showing. Okay, you have to admit that you ain't nothing more than a caveman in a suit. You need to act accordingly. You need to teach the child accordingly. Teach them humbleness, because through humbleness comes the respect of human life. Teach them something, anything, a combative sport where they have to go through and learn to respect the teamwork of humanity. Do jujitsu where they have to learn to trust and respect each other for the tap, for getting out of it. Have to trust my fellow man that when he applies that choke, okay, let it go. Dang, I really am mortal. Teach them the consequence of uneducated and unneeded violence. The rest falls into place. That uptick in violence is, as always, Gorilla Banner Podcast, Brock Washington. Please comment, like, subscribe, share, disagree, yell at me. Throw me a quote that says something I'm wrong. Say it, put it right down in there. We fear violence less than our own feelings. Personal, private, solitary pain is more terrifying than what anyone else can inflict. I would much rather act out in aggression than have to deal with what's going on in my head. Stay strong, my simians.